This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to WWL's Fans to the Pro, live from Rouse's 3711 Power Boulevard, Rouse's Football Fridays. We'll help you cover the spread this week with spinach artichoke dip, fresh-made guacamole. Rouse's celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We are easy to find here at the Rouse's in Metairie on Power Boulevard. If you get large orange Gatorade tent, you will find us. And at that Gatorade tent, you can do a scan and win tickets to the Atlanta Falcons game in November. You can do a, like, I won't call it a fake dunk tank, but you don't get water on you. You get streamers on you. So we'll take that. And so we're right across from that.
We can put some water in there now.
Nope, I'm good.
Somebody's going to have to clean it up, but that's, I mean, right. We can definitely put some water in there. That's not a problem.
It is a big orange cooler, just like you'd see post game. You know, when they dump the
celebration.
We haven't seen it enough. We need more celebration. 4:30 this afternoon, we're going to talk to Evan Giddings. He's with the Believe in 49ers podcast. And at 5:20, we'll get you ready for the Tigers and Florida tomorrow with our friend Gordy Rush, former LSU Tiger from Gretna, went to Jesuit. Look forward to talking to him. Then at 6 o'clock, the Brian Kelly Show. 7 o'clock, it's the Manning Children's Prep Football Roundup. Look forward to that. And there's some great games at the Superdome. Where's Country Day tonight?
Willow Uptown.
So I know where you'll be. I'll be at the Apple Store and then maybe, you know, Academy Sports. That's what I do. That's my Friday night compared to your Friday night.
Hey, so you talk about those games. It's going to be pretty awesome, like you talked about in the Dome.
Yeah.
Some pretty good talent as well when you look at some of those rosters and potentially one of the top quarterbacks, Rod Bell's son from Florida, is playing in the Dome.
I don't know how to say his first name. Is it Dia or it's D-I-A?
Yeah, Dia. I think it's Dia.
Bell?
I think it's Dia Bell. And I watched them a couple weeks ago on television. And he's committed, I think, to Texas.
Yes.
Committed to Texas. But then you talk about some of the talent that we have high school wise that is playing. So man, it's going to be some pretty good games, and that's a doubleheader. I think that's the Inspire. Is that the Inspire Classic? I think is what the
Inspire City Invitational.
Okay,
it's a doubleheader.
Yep.
So you have Rummel against ULAB of Baton Rouge. That's the first game at 6 o'clock, and then the nightcap is going to be Carr, 13th rank against Florida. Plantation Florida, you know, who was ranked higher, but they lost.
Yep.
You know, to a big powerhouse. So they're 1-1. And you're right. It is. I knew it was big, but like last week, Sports 247 called. Is it? We're sending a bunch of people down.
I mean, when you talk about Mike Carr will probably have at least 8 guys that will sign D1 this year. I'm not even talking about on the roster. Carr, I would not be surprised if they don't have anywhere between 5 to 10 guys sign D1 scholarships. I mean,
nope, I'm looking. You're right.
They are absolutely. They've been loaded for a while. They've done an outstanding job of just developing kids. And you know, you talked about 13th. We're not talking a 13th in the state.
No, nope.
We're talking 13th in the nation, and they probably, you know, if they continue on like they have over the last couple of years, they'll probably be at least top 10,
yep.
You know, top 10. And so it's good that they're getting that recognition, you know, just throughout, not only here locally in the state, but just across the country.
And just to wrap that up, two things. First, WWL, we will be doing the show from there tonight, our prep football roundup. But if you just look at the three Louisiana schools,
yep.
Just the three, they've combined to win 13 state titles in the last 15 years. And American Heritage has won six since 2013. So, man, powerhouse football going on at the Dome tonight. Tulane's at home. LSU's at home tomorrow. But I want to kind of start with the Saints because we typically do, right? But we know the Saints situation from an injury standpoint. Three are out. No surprises. I guess really the only surprise to me is that Julian Blackman they're kind of still looking, right? I mean, I thought he would have been on IR.
No, he'll go on IR. The only reason
they're waiting on tests?
No, he had the surgery today. I think, you know, the only thing is they want to see how bad it was when they did the surgery. But he will be one of the guys tomorrow that, you know, as they call up players,
yeah.
With the practice squad elevation. So they will have technically a spot open on that. But right now, you know, I definitely don't think he will be a short-term IR guy.
No.
I don't think that's too much of a surprise. It's really just because the surgery was today. And so, you know, when you have your transactions tomorrow, he would be one of those transactions that the Saints normally do.
Make an actual roster move because
yeah,
you have
right.
a spot. Same thing, they had a spot last week. They put
right.
Fidel Diggs up as well as practice squad elevations, and really no surprise because they did not practice. Trevor Penning did not practice this week. He's out. Chase Young, again, he's out. And it looks like everybody else should be okay. Really, the biggest question mark is Fuaga, and that's a big question mark.
Well, Fuaga's a big question mark, but I have another big question mark for you because we've seen Fuaga's backup play in a game, even though he told our reporter, Noack, that was his first time playing right tackle in a game. But here's one, and I know he's not on the injury report anymore, but if you're long snapper.
Oh, I knew you were going there.
If your long snapper is not able to play, I know that they have a plan in place because he was asked, your special teams coordinator. That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, Zach Wood was fine Wednesday.
Elbow
on Thursday, but then he was back full today. But I thought the same thing. I'm like, because as I've said, either you got a long snapper or you don't, right? So John Weeks is the long snapper for San Francisco. He's played 254, has not missed a game since he came into the league as an undrafted free agent out of Baylor.
Yeah, I mean,
Zach Wood's getting into that range.
It's something that you take for granted because if the field goal kicker misses a kick, what's the first thing you go and do? How was the snap? How was the snap?
Yep.
Was the snap on time or did he push it? What did he do? What did the kicker do or how was the snap? Did my holder catch it clean? And the other thing that you take for granted is the precise and the time. I mean, Mike, it is seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about full seconds. I mean, tenths of a second when you talk about, and it's not an easy job because you're putting your head through your legs and that ball has to be, hey, it has to be right there quickly on time. Not high, perfect, snap, down, kick.
It's 4:19 Central, so it's 2:19 on the West Coast. We do not know the 49er situation. We know some, right?
Correct.
We know the two biggies, right? No Brock Purdy, no George Kittles. At some point on Sunday, I will say Kerry Kittles. So just stop me when I say it.
You hooping.
I am. Some things come out. So we do know that, but we don't know the rest. And their situation looks to me worse on paper than I think it's actually going to end up being.
A lot of their guys, they're in week 10, week 11 mode as far as resting some of their veteran players. They that's what they do. But when you look at their injury history over the last couple of years, it has not been pretty. I mean, you talk about guys that have missed games or guys that they were depending on. I mean, I think, Mike, they're like 28th, 29th as far as most injuries or something ridiculous. And then we're not talking about over 1 year. We're talking about like over a 4 to 5 year period.
So it will be Mac Jones who gets the start. So right now, I've never seen their roster in my world is all over the place. They have two quarterbacks on their roster, mm-hmm. Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. They have one quarterback who's on the active non-football injury list, Curtis Rourke. They have another quarterback who's on injured reserve, Carter Bradley. And then they have Adrian Martinez, who's on the practice squad.
Who will get called up.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah, I'm just saying he will get called up, and that's
and just go with two.
Yeah, they'll go with two, but he will get called up.
Yeah,
and so the you know who probably is the backup quarterback, the number three emergency, is probably McCaffrey. If it's not, it's
I don't
one
need
of the receivers.
To see him in any more plays.
Well, I mean, you'll see him on some direct snaps. I guarantee you, they'll have a direct snap or two where they get him the ball immediately.
Wow, I mean, we're just getting started. We are just getting started talking about Saints and the 49ers Sunday at noon. Tulane LSU prep. Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, Bertha Rouse is on Power Boulevard, 3711 Power. Come by and see us here on a special edition on the road with Fans and the Pro. WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at the Rouses, 3711 Power Boulevard. It's a Rouses Markets Football Friday. Dips and wings, sushi, jambalaya. Rouses says everything you need to cover the spread. Another big weekend prep. Tulane LSU Saints on Sunday. And we're going to talk some more Saints in San Francisco. Evan Giddings joining us now. He's with the Believe 49ers podcast. Believe in the 49ers at Evan A. Giddings, G-I-D-D-D-I-N-G-S, joins us now. Evan, you're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good to be talking with you.
Well, we appreciate your time. So I'm looking at your latest injury list, just waiting for the Friday designations to come up. I mean, Trent Williams was a rest. Purdy, we know's out. Juwan Jennings, I guess, and maybe Jordan James. I mean, is there anybody other than maybe Juwan Jennings that is probably not or close to not playing on Sunday?
Yeah, well, it's really good timing because Kyle Shanahan just got finished talking to the media, and the two players that were the highest questions outside of obviously Brock Purdy, who was officially ruled out, or Juwan Jennings, and Trent Williams. That was the other player that popped up on the injury report this week. He did not practice today and basically is going to be walking into Sunday with pretty much no practice reps. Now, a player of that age, 37, his caliber of play, don't necessarily worry too much about that if he's on the field, but he did have a I mean, gosh, in San Francisco, he has not allowed six pressures in a football game ever, and he did so week one in Seattle. So he clearly wasn't at his best and already hampered. I think that's probably the other big injury right now for the 49ers, especially when you consider they don't have George Kittle, and now they're relying on their backup quarterback, Mac Jones.
Yeah, that's. I only thought that was a surprise because I thought they were resting Trent. Like he was like a veteran day of rest. But so I was surprised to see two DNPs, but three. You're right. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's pretty much a toss-up. I do think that Trent Williams is more likely to play than Juwan Jennings, but how the shoulder reacted this week is kind of a 50-50 call. Juwan Jennings was on the sideline in Seattle trying to get back in the game. He was having, ironically enough, Mac Jones on the sideline throwing him footballs, but he just couldn't get that full range of motion necessary to make the plays. I think not only in the passing game, but Juwan Jennings is a big part of what this team likes to do in the run game as far as being one of those blockers downfield. He was number one last year in PFF among wide receiving run blockers. So, you know, I would lean more towards Trent Williams being on the field than Juwan Jennings. And if you're the Niners, you hope you might be able to get both of them out there.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, Trent will battle through it. You know, he's played with a various amount of injuries, and, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. And so, you know, unless he just cannot move, I see him trying to fight through it and be available. You know, one of the things that I definitely want to talk about is just the defense and at the level that they were able to play at up in Seattle, and just get your take on that unit. It looked like they are going to be a unit that brings a little bit more pressure, and we think that's just because of the DC. And not necessarily just because I don't have enough guys up front that can win in one-on-one situations, but I just want to get your take on that defense and how they have, you know, really flown around, I guess, and not only preseason-wise, but really the first game.
Yeah, well, I think that point about the creativity from Robert Saleh is an astute point because that was something that they severely lacked last year. And I would even go back 2 years ago, even with them making the Super Bowl. This was a team that basically has relied for the last, I'd say, 6 years under Shanahan on a front four to get home, and they don't bring any blitzers. Last year, they were bottom three in the league. I believe they were bottom five in the league even when in the year they made the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs. So Robert Saleh, I think, has understood that this is a very youthful group, not a lot of experience. They're the second youngest defense in football, and you're just not going to have a ton of talent that can win up front one-on-one outside of Nick Bosa, so you got to bring extra guys. And I thought he did a pretty good job of deploying the defense in ways that confused Sam Darnold, in ways that were able to neutralize the Seattle Seahawks run game. And I think then you saw those playmakers on the back end make plays enough, not only to hold the Seattle Seahawks to 13 points and three of 10 on third downs, but make those game-winning plays. Like at all three levels, you had Nick Bosa, who made the game-clinching sack and strip sack and recovery. You saw Fred Warner, the best middle linebacker in football, flying around, had a team high 8 tackles. And then on the back end, Diamador Lenore, their emerging cornerback, is someone who was targeted 7 times, did not allow a catch in pass coverage. So I think what Robert Saleh did is he provides confidence for a lot of these younger, inexperienced players, and then he allows the few superstars that he still has from yesteryear to make plays in the biggest moments.
Where is San Francisco on Mr. Mac Jones? Certainly Shanahan sees something in this resurrection that he can do things that maybe others can't. 52 games in his career, 44 picks. He's had 6 pick sixes in 5 years. Saints have played him a couple of times. But, you know, he played in the preseason. What's the level of confidence in Mac Jones?
Well, I think there's more confidence in Mac Jones as a backup quarterback than there's been of probably any quarterback that's backed up a Niners starter outside of Sam Darnold. But that year he only had to play week 17 when the one seed was already wrapped up. So I think people are feeling pretty good. Like they can still not only win this game, but Brock Purdy is probably going to miss multiple weeks. You know, they might be able to steal a game at home against Arizona. I'm not as confident about that. And it's as much as it is about Mac Jones as it is about the surrounding cast. Like we went through a couple of the injuries that even if Trent and Juwan are able to play, they're clearly not going to be 100%. You don't have George Kittle, who already we saw even with Brock Purdy, it was such a huge difference offensively when he was not in the game against Seattle, both in the run and against the pass. Plus, this offensive line is not nearly as talented, even with Trent Williams, if he was 100%, than it's been in past years. So I think that Mac Jones is someone who I expect to make good decisions with the ball, execute Kyle Shanahan's offense. But if the New Orleans Saints, who got to Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals five times last week for sacks, if they apply pressure, I don't think that Mac Jones is under any condition going to be able to use his legs to evade pressure. So I think that Mac Jones is in a little bit of trouble this weekend against a New Orleans Saints defense that probably is better, at least showed in the first week better than a lot of people expected.
Kicking game. Yeah. What's your thoughts on it? We know that the move was made, but, you know, does it put them in at least at ease with what they've been able to do, or are there still some question marks there?
I mean, I think whenever you have a new kicker coming in, there's always going to be questions. The one positive about Eddie Pinheiro, who they brought in to replace Jake Moody, is he has experience with the special teams coordinator Boyer from his time in New York. And Pinheiro, though he doesn't have a big leg, is someone that is a north of 80% field goal kicker. Jake Moody was sub-75. So I think you're kind of trading range for consistency, and that's something the Niners, quite frankly, haven't had during the Jake Moody era of the last couple of years. So the kicking game, I think, is not necessarily a conversation we can close, because until I see this guy make some kicks, I'm still going to have my eyebrows raised a little bit. But I think Kyle Shanahan and the Niners are just looking at it. Okay, well, at the very least, we're not married to this guy. We finally got divorced from Jake Moody. We can stop making excuses for a guy not doing his job. And if this player comes in and does his job well, Eddie Pinheiro, we keep him. If not, then we go find the next guy. And special teams is kind of the revolving door, if you will.
And that's the situation if you're Pinheiro, because Moody was, I mean, he physically impacted San Francisco's play calling. In the second half, I mean, whether you would go for it or take a field goal, I mean, he was impacting your offense. Here's what I would tell you. I will give you a little Eddie Pinheiro stat. Spent a little time last night with Eddie. So in his career, he's 88%. Against the Saints, he's played them eight different times, once with Chicago, once with the Jets, six times with Carolina. Eight times. He's kicked 16 field goals. He's missed one from 41 yards out in 23. In his career, he's an 88% field goal kicker. Against New Orleans, he's 94%. We want you to get Jake back. Get the Chargers and get Jake back. Because I was like, people go, oh, yeah. Because once you get down that road of, we went down that road in 21. You get a kicker, it doesn't work. We went through four kickers. Sometimes it's a revolving door. So you never know. And so I wanted to ask you about, you know, at least to me, it's ironic. You know, we spent so much time talking about Christian McCaffrey and the injury before the season. He gets 31 touches on Sunday, plays on 58 snaps, 76%. Yeah. And now, now you're no Kittle, right? No Purdy, and not sure, you know, with Juwan and maybe even Jordan Watkins or James Jordan and some other players. I mean, how do you protect him, or is he just going to do it all? He's maybe your number three quarterback.
He literally was, I think it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago in the NFC Championship game in 2022 when they brought Brock Purdy in after he tore his elbow. You're right. Christian McCaffrey is everything to the Niners. I do think that if there was one thing you could kind of nitpick about the W on Sunday in regards to Kyle Shanahan and his play calling, it's, you know, did we really need Christian McCaffrey to touch the ball 31 times? It was most of anybody in the NFL. And he popped up on the Thursday before with a calf injury, and you still rode him almost into the ground. Like, I understand that McCaffrey, even with bringing in Brian Robinson, is clear-cut the best back and best offensive weapon on this football team outside of maybe Kittle, but he's off the field. I just think there's some way you have to keep his workload at somewhat of a minimum. Now, that game on Sunday, they held the ball for 38 minutes, so they're clearly running more plays than their opponent. But that's kind of the 49ers' MO. They want to control the clock. They want to win time of possession. And I just feel like you have to involve Brian Robinson, maybe even Isaac Garendo, your third running back, into the game plan a bit more to keep McCaffrey from not touching it every single time he's on the field. And while you're right that he only played 75% of snaps, it also means that every team, when they're looking at the Niners, when McCaffrey's on the field, essentially, the ball is going to him. So I think it makes them also a little more easy to predict, though he himself is a hard player to certainly bring down. I think it's something that each and every week the Niners are going to have to try and wrestle with. How do we keep this guy upright? Because while Kittle could go down, while Trent could go down, there's a lot of people saying this week that the only player that can't go down for the 49ers is number 23, and I can understand why.
We feel the same way. So best of luck after this week. By the way, we'd like if you could work this out. Purdy may be out for 2 to 5 weeks. In week six, you guys play at Tampa. Week seven, you're in Atlanta. So we need him back before week six and seven. So
concur.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Have a great year. We appreciate your time. Evan Giddings at Evan A. Giddings, and that's the Believe in 49ers podcast. Have a great year.
Hey, anytime, fellas. Take it easy, boys.
No, appreciate it. So take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're at the Rouse's on Power Boulevard here until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's the Brian Kelly Show. And then it's a lot of high school football. The Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. 2 games in the Superdome. And then everything else all over the metro area. We're back after this here on Fans of the Pro, WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, Fans in the Pro, live here at Rouse's 3711 Power Boulevard, here until 6 o'clock tonight. And we want to thank our friends at Pepsi for being here with us today. They're a big part of keeping the Gulf Coast refreshed. And don't forget to shop Rouse's Markets for great prices on Pepsi products. Right now, get an 8-pack of 12-ounce bottles and a 10-pack of 7.5-ounce cans of Pepsi and Mountain Dew, 2 for $10. That's at Rouse's. Also, I want to thank Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine in or dine out, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. We want to thank them because they help feed the game day team on Sundays, magazinepizza.com. So what we're going to talk in the 5 o'clock hour with Gordy Rush about LSU. They play Florida tomorrow night. Tulane is hosting Duke at Yulman Stadium, 7 o'clock. So it's the Mensa return.
The return.
The return of Mr. Mensa. Duke lost last week. It wasn't surprising. They got beat. The score was 44-19. They lost to Illinois.
The game was close, and then it got away.
They outgained them, and turnovers killed them.
Yeah, the game was close, and then it got away. And what's interesting is I saw Coach Summerall this week as well. I was on campus over at Tulane, and he came. There was an event. Salvation Army had an event, and they honored Tyrann Mathieu, and Coach Curtis, Jace, Coach Curtis at JT was there, and Coach Summerall. I mean, and like
there's enough wins.
Well, that's a ton of,
in that group.
Yeah, there's a ton of wins, but I mean, you talk about both of those guys took out of their schedule to be able to come to that event for Salvation Army and be a part of it for Tyrann, and you know the work that Tyrann Mathieu has done and is doing throughout the community, and so I've had so much going on. Not that I almost forgot, but I was like, oh yeah, I was just over there on campus, and I just saw Coach Summerall, and he, like I said, he took a little time out of his schedule to be able to come and be a part of that, and you know, as they prepare for their old quarterback.
Yep, they took Tulane to the American Championship game, 9-win season, and so Duke's 1-1, Tulane 2-0. I mean, sometimes Tulane didn't play very well against South Alabama. LSU didn't play very well against Louisiana Tech. And you can tell these guys all you want. You got to play hard. Everybody's going to play hard. But sometimes you just don't.
And maybe at times you kind of look ahead and you skip over maybe the current opponent because you know what's coming next. You mean to tell me none of those guys knew who they played next week at home, and that's the same for both of them.
But
for LSU, you know, you mean to tell me that they didn't look ahead to Florida? But Florida
looked ahead,
but they were in a dogfight regardless. Right. USF is legit.
No, I totally agree. That's the difference.
USF is legit, right, and they will get a big time test. They're on the tour of Florida. They play Miami this weekend. USF does, and that'll be an interesting, because I think it's a third opponent. I know second ranked opponent for them, but it'll be the third major opponent that they have a chance to prove and show that, hey, you know, we want in that college playoff as well. And so we'll kind of see what happens. It'll be good tests for both teams, but I do think the home state teams should win both of those matchups, and that's LSU against Florida as well as Tulane against Duke. You know who else I talked to? I'm gonna give him a shout out, even though he left me. He popped in the city, and then he gonna complain about it was hot. Now you played with the Saints, and you from Alabama, but he moved a little north. Roman Harp. Harp was here. He's been here. Harp has been here. What's today? Friday. Harp got here Wednesday. And he probably told the family he was working, and that was one tail that he pulled just to be able to get out the house a little early. And then he goes and plays golf, and I have to find out through the grapevine that he's playing golf. And I call him, I'm harassing him. I told him, I hope you lose at least 5 sleeves of ball. He was like, man, that's very mean for you to say. I said, well, when he told me where he was playing, I said, oh, yeah, you lost at least 1 already. He said, yeah, you're correct. But he was talking how hot it was, and he was heading up to Baton Rouge last night.
I mean, September is our driest, hottest month usually because we have no rain. So overall, it becomes one of your driest, hottest months.
Harp, you know that. You still have residency here, and you played and lived here. You're from Alabama. How can you say, man, it sure is hot out here? And then he gets complaining. Well, it's not hot at home, so you don't stay here full time anymore.
I can't wait till we have him on the show. I cannot wait. I just go to the bathroom and listen to you guys, because I don't say a word, man. You guys just go at it. So, hey, come out and see us. We're at the Rouse's on Power Boulevard. Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock. Back after this quick break. We do have the San Francisco injury report. Just came in. We'll have that when we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back. Mr. McAllister and I will be here until 6 o'clock. Come on by. Say hello. Again, I said the injury report for San Francisco was out, and earlier in the week, it looked like Armageddon, but as it turns out, Brock Purdy, we knew he's out. Trent Williams limited today. He's got a knee injury. He's questionable. And Juwan Jennings, the wide receiver, shoulder injury. He was limited today. He's questionable. So a lot to do about a whole lot of nothing, except for Purdy's out, and so is Mr. Kittle. So we'll have to wait and see what that happens. We got another hour coming. We'll talk LSU with Gordy Rush, talking more Tulane prep. A lot more things going on. A very busy weekend. It's Fans in the Pro from Rouse's here until 6 o'clock. Charlie Long back in the booth. We appreciate his help. The news is coming up next. Keep it here on WWLAMFM.com, always on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.